Chicago Now Radio with Alex Quigley and Amy Guth. Chicago's WGN Radio 720.
Hitting the halfway point here on Chicago Now Radio, our next guest, John Morrison, writes a very new blog on ChicagoNow.com called Focal Points. So far, you have a grand total of how many posts?
Two.
Dun,
well, they're two great ones so far.
Two great ones. Off to an awesome start.
Explain to not just me, but everyone else, what are y'all about, John? What's Focal Points all about?
Well, I'm a photographer. I moved to Chicago about 3 years ago from New York. And I'm classically trained as a graphic designer, and I'm really fascinated by urban structures, the ways we communicate, things like street signs, power lines, really the infrastructure of the city. And I try to look at things from a different point. I try to delve into the areas of the city that a tourist might not see, but find the beauty in them. Bridges,
so,
tunnels, etc.
There will be probably in the future many large slideshow galleries on your posts, just really cool cityscapes that you may have not – points of view that you don't normally see.
Exactly.
Not a shot, the same one of 500 angles on the Sears Tower that everyone's seen.
Not another picture of the bean.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of the bean. It's not actually that great to photograph, the reflection.
But you can see yourself.
And your camera.
Beautiful. Yeah.
What neighborhood are you probably most excited about photographing first?
Honestly, tons of them. I can't even list because I live up in Wrigleyville, and I feel like I kind of live in the training wheels of Chicago.
Yes, totally. Absolutely.
I'm starting slowly to branch out. So as I move west and I move south, I've been exploring and getting more and more excited. So things like Journey to the End of the Night, which I guess we'll talk about later, really have started to open up parts of Chicago and get me excited about all of it. So I don't have a straight answer to that. I apologize.
No, that's okay. And by the way, the training wheels of Chicago,
that's so right.
For Wrigleyville, that is I want to copyright that or make that like a domain name to register.
It's because right off the red line.
Yeah, and people end up – most people
that's where you start.
You moved to Wrigleyville because you saw it on TV.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although one of my friends actually moved to Bridgeport, and she's paying half as much rent for twice as much apartments. And she can park on the street, so maybe something about
there's
Bridgeport.
That. Hey, so tell us a bit about Journey to the End of the Night.
So Journey to the End of the Night is a street game that I learned about from some friends last year, where basically a large group of people transcend on one location. They're given a map and two armbands. And you start out as what they call a runner, and you have checkpoints on your map that you have to try and get to and accomplish some sort of goal without getting caught by a chaser. If you get caught by a chaser, you have to give them your red armband and put on a yellow armband, and you yourself become a chaser.
What sort of goals do you have to accomplish for each checkpoint?
They're actually not that hard. It's something like, I think, safe zone number three was I had to confess three sins to a priest, quote-unquote. It was a guy in a fake priest costume smoking a cigarette.
Do they have to be real sins?
I don't know.
Most did you say real sins, or did
were
you make up
real?
Some sins?
No comment.
No comment. I play the fifth.
If I put on a priest collar and smoke a cigarette, will he tell me?
Will he tell us then?
Possibly.
And so how did your team do?
Actually pretty well. I mean, I think I started out with seven people, and then we immediately lost my friend's girlfriend right away, and she just was like, well, I'm going home.
Because she tagged?
She became a chaser immediately. This guy on a bike just sort of went straight for her. And
so the runner red armband people are on foot.
Yes.
But you're also allowed to use the CTA?
Yeah. It says here, actually, travel by foot or CTA only. Absolutely no cars, taxis, bikes, skateboards, skates, etc. Except for there's five staff chasers that start out, and some of them are on bikes, and they can do pretty much whatever they want.
That's cheating.
That's totally cheating.
But the odds are like, what, 5 to 400, you said?
It's like, I think they had 430-something people this year.
Okay.
Okay. And how many finished with red armbands?
I heard that when we finished, and we got there just before midnight, because that's when it ends, we got like there 10 of, we were plus 150.
Okay.
So, but we were hearing throughout the night that not a lot of people had finished. It's really, really hard. By the end of it, it was just four of us. It was me, my friends Lee and James, and then this other guy, Joey, that we met.
Oh, Joey, yeah.
Yeah.
Great guy. Good old Joey.
And
I know Lee and James, and I have to assume that was probably a really funny team, that the three of you like in your, you know, comedy background and writing backgrounds, and, you know, I got it. Were you just super, were you kind of punchy and entertaining yourselves as you were kind of going? I'm just picturing all of these people stumbling through the dark, running from people in yellow armbands. And were you getting kind of delirious, or how were you?
It's a little crazy. You start getting the whole like zombie apocalypse feel because you start getting really, really paranoid running through the streets, and you're looking out for everyone. Like, you walk through an area that's crowded with bars, and you know that any one of those people in the area could possibly be involved in the game and just kind of camouflaging themselves. Yeah, definitely the group of people that we ran with was quite an entertaining thing. James is a writer and a runner, so he was all geared up in running gear. And Lee is a comedian in a group I work with, Long Pork, and he ran in a suit. Like, he had a full suit on, and he did not look like he could be running. And everyone just kept stopping and be like, oh, the dude with the suit, that's awesome. And they were so happy to see that we had finished when we actually got to the finish point.
You say zombie. I mean, that almost sounds like the best way to describe it, because you kind of catch the, you know, you would catch the yellow armband, and it kind of becomes more, if it starts with five people with yellow armbands and
the number
several hundred
yeah.
kind of ends up. It's zombie apocalypse with armbands.
It's eating brains, but instead it's just no brains.
It's the gentleman's version of eating brains.
Exactly.
What were some of the part of the point of the whole event is to get people to go to areas of Chicago they don't normally see. What were some of the neighborhoods that they sent you through?
Well, I guess we started out at Eckhart Park on Chicago and Noble.
Okay.
And then the first checkpoint was Goose Island, was somewhere in the middle of Goose Island, which was really interesting because we found ourselves running through industrial parks. Mm-hmm. And they deliberately choose these spots because, A, they're not places you might normally go, but B, the landscape on Goose Island, there's like four roads that go in and out of Goose Island, and you have to pass over them. So you're just mm-hmm. waiting to get caught trying to go over those areas. And then I guess it went... The Whole Foods Market on North and Kingsbury.
Okay, so it's along that river area.
Mm-hmm. Right, and then I guess over a little bit more west on Southport, Webster, and then Oz Park, and then over to, I don't know what the name of that park is. I'm still too new to Chicago.
Okay.
How long was the course total? Was it miles and miles? Or
you know,
how far
I haven't.
Talking?
I haven't clocked it. I mean, I haven't measured
it. Well, it sounds to me like maybe only about 5 or 6 miles total.
Well, when my friend got caught after checkpoint four, she said she had gone 6 miles.
Okay.
I'm going to estimate that by the time I got up to the town hall pub, I think we had done about 10.
Okay, so it ended at the town hall pub. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so it sounds to me like they could do multiple events like this in Chicago, because that was basically a near northwest side event. I mean, there are places in the south side, the west side, you know, the far southeast areas, the extreme, you know, Rogers Park in the north. They could do this in a place like Chicago. You could do this in so many places.
I totally agree. Last year, it started off at Grand Park, and then we ended up in Chinatown. And that was only the fourth checkpoint. We got caught. I don't even remember where the finish line was.
You got caught in Chinatown?
Got caught.
It was like a stress going off and the smoke everywhere. And
it was a distraction.
No, but it was right by the Zodiac statues. That was one of the checkpoints. And you were sitting ducked.
That's a good way to go. If in this zombie apocalypse movie, that you had like a hero death.
You kind of did. Yeah. You kind of did.
Pretty awesome.
So having done it the year before, did you go in this year with any kind of different or new strategy? Or did you even think it out? Or you just said, we're just going to wing it this year? And
no, I brought a bag.
I'm just going to show up.
No, I realized like 3 days before how sore my legs were after last year's.
Okay.
And then was like, oh, shoot, I should have prepared for this. And if you could see, I have like bruises all over me, like on my elbow and on my leg. It's pretty nasty.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Dude.
But it's just from running and jumping fences and maybe or maybe not trespassing.
I would recommend actually taking a series of photos of your bruises for
you should be,
because that's bad.
At the very least, you need to twit pick this. That's an impressive bruise. That looks like someone took a crowbar to you.
And I don't even remember hitting my leg or anything. It's just it's blue. It's kind of cool. And that's almost a week now, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
So is there some level of almost kind of parkour involved in this, of jumping over things and you're moving very fast and running around?
Oh, definitely. It's the more you can think outside the box, the better, I would definitely say, because you find yourself going through alleyways and trying to climb over things. And just stay off the grid as much as possible. Like, look at where the most direct route is and then try not to take it. So
we'll be talking more after the break with John Morrison, a new blog, Focal Points, on ChicagoNow.com, ChicagoNow Radio on WGN. Alex Quigley here, along with Amy Guth. ChicagoNow Radio continues on WGN. One of our newest bloggers, a photo blogger, if you will, his name's John Morrison. Focal Points will be the name of the blog, and he loves cityscapes. We were just talking about a pretty cool run through some of the lesser explored areas of the near north and northwest side. Actually, you had a great idea, Amy. Like, cause we still got a good 5-6 minutes to talk with him. Where should he go next?
Yeah. What? So you're not from Chicago originally. You moved here from New York. That's correct.
Correct. About 3 years ago.
Okay. So you're still kind of taking it all in, checking it all out.
Definitely.
Right. So give us a call and throw out some suggestions of where John should, you know, what neighborhoods John should photograph for his blog Focal Points. Give us a call at 312-591-7200.
If I may make a suggestion to lead that off, I would say far down south, Haguish, that whole area. It's almost like it's. You're still in Chicago proper. It's still in the city limits, but there's a lake there. The community is insulated, but it's not like get out of our property, like insulated. But it's a very different look at Chicago.
What was the name?
Haguish. People say it wrong. I don't care. H E G E W I S C H. That's one of the furthest south Chicago neighborhoods you can get to. I think you would find a very different-looking city, but it still would be the city of Chicago.
Very cool. I'll definitely check that out.
And so you are a globe-trotting kind of guy. I feel like on Twitter, you are a local celebrity on Twitter, and you're all of a sudden sort of popping up in different places. You were recently in Thailand, is that correct?
Yes. I went to Thailand for a week, Tokyo for 26 hours, and about 6 months ago, I spent a week in an anarchist collective in Berlin, and then a day in Paris.
You're going to need to tell us more about the anarchist collective.
You can't gloss over that kind of sentence, man.
No.
Yada, yada, yada.
anarchy, whatever. Anyway.
Whatever. Well,
how does one even find an anarchist collective?
Do they recruit you?
No. I'm not an anarchist.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No,
if you are, we love everyone here.
I really...
He said with knives on his shirt.
It's kind of funny. One of the things about being an anarchist collective and photographing there is that nobody wanted their picture taken.
I was going to say.
Well,
I was going to say that right away.
So that was in Berlin. And so I really probably shouldn't disclose too much about it because they're totally paranoid about it. They really think the Polizei are going to break in their door any moment, even though they legally own the building that they have a collective.
So if we talk about it, suddenly there'll be little red dots of light on all
of
us.
WGN's ratings aren't that good in Berlin. We're only number 3 or number 4 in Berlin, so we'll probably be okay.
We're fine.
Basically, one of my very good friends, her brother is an expatriate. He lives over there, and he's a traveling chef.
Okay.
So he lives in this collective and moves from city to city. I don't really know. So he offered to put us up for a week. He has a room there for €100 a month that he can do whatever he wants with. He can completely gut it and build a new structure into it, and he has. It's really quite cool. It was in an area called Frederikshein. Riggestrasse 78 was the name of the building.
You've already said
too much.
Wow, you're saying... You've already said too much.
You're actually saying it is, though.
They have a website.
Oh, okay. That says all the stuff.
Okay,
but it doesn't have anyone's names or pictures on it.
Gotcha. Okay.
But then you did photograph them some.
Certain people.
Okay.
But not actually. Most of the people I photographed didn't really live in the collective. They're just part of the social circles out there. It's actually really interesting. Berlin still has a strong anarchist punk movement. Because after the wall fell, basically, the whole section of East Berlin was all government owned.
Mm-hmm.
So tons of people just ran over and settled in buildings. Mm-hmm. So there's still a very strong... community there.
Do they still dig Hasselhoff over there?
I believe so.
Is it ironic liking him now, though? Like, oh, Hasselhoff, he's awesome. Not.
Actually, I've been over to Germany twice, and I've never seen anything about Hasselhoff. But I'm surprised that Rammstein is still, huge over there. there were all these dudes with Rammstein t-shirts on the...
Wow.
On the trains and stuff.
I'm kind of surprised by that too.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with Rammstein's music, I recommend doing just a YouTube, Rammstein, and be prepared to see lots of fire and explosions and German grunting.
Yeah.
It's entertaining, to say the least.
Okay. So you spent how long there?
A week.
A week. Did you? And what did you? What was your big takeaway from the Anarchist Collective?
Oh,
you had to just name one thing. Yeah. I know that's probably not a question you've ever been asked.
No, it altered. It gave me a very different perspective because people over there are. They've seen the far left and they've seen the far right, and they just have this attitude of like, I don't need representation. I don't want to do this. Mm. And the perception of anarchy, quote unquote, in the United States is like that these crazy radicals. It's just a bunch of people who just want to be out of the system and are tired of being involved.
Mm. Is there a certain movement like that happening in America?
Hmm.
I don't know.
A little bit here and there, maybe.
A little bit. His name is John Morrison. The blog is Focal Points. Check it out on chicagonow.com. Lots more posts to come from him in the future.